I'm glad you decided to join us. My team and I are currently closing out the Worldwide Farmer Project, and we could use your help. Hey, Simran. What all do we have to do? Let's see what we have in our list related to our vendors. Completion of final deliverables and vendor systems closeout, financial reconciliation and contract closeout, audit preparation, and TMF filing. Is that all we have to do? That sounds like a plan. My mentor Donna will help us along from time to time. And you can help us too. Let's get started. We engage three vendors for the Worldwide Farmer Project. Geno Labs for specialty lab services, Benavista for Raider training services, and Chemlever for IRT services. Despite a few hiccups here and there, our experience with the vendors has been good. Now that we've moved into the closeout phase, I would need to process the closeout of the vendor systems. What all do I need to do before processing the closeout of vendor systems? I've made an inquiry to see if access to the vendor systems is still required by anyone, and everyone confirmed they no longer needed access. How do you think I should proceed next? What do I need to do next? I'll connect with the vendor PM and ask them to deliver the final batch of reports as soon as possible. You're right. Yes, is there a problem? Yes, I processed the close of the purchase orders last week. You look troubled. What's wrong? We've received the final drug accountability and reconciliation reports from Chemlever. Now that we're certain that all the contracted vendor activities are complete for Chemlever, I need to follow up with Geno Labs next. I sent an email to Geno Labs to check on the status of the return of the devices they provided the sites. I got this email from Phil Watson of Geno Labs in response. Let's read it together. What should I do in this situation? I spoke to Gerald, the clinical lead, and he's agreed to follow up on this issue with the ELISA analyzer instruments. He should have it resolved shortly. I finally received confirmation that all the ELISA analyzer instruments have been returned to Geno Labs. It's time for me to look into the financial reconciliation of the vendor activities. Let me review the vendor invoices against the contracts for each vendor. I see a problem here. Benavista, the Raider Training Services vendor, has not raised invoices for some of their final deliverables. Obviously, they've not been paid for those. What should I do now? Thanks. We shall process the payment for these invoices. Yes, we hadn't received an invoice from you for those months, so we made an estimate and processed payments accordingly. We've requested Benavista to share the invoices. Once we receive them, we'll process payment for those months. Let's see, what do I have left to do now? All work has been completed, all systems have been closed, and all invoices have been paid. What do I need to do next? The Quintiles Quality Management Group informed me that the customer is planning to audit Quintiles for my study in a couple of weeks. This audit will include a few sites in the ETMF. I think we have everything in place for the audit. The data team worked very hard to ensure that all the study data is clean and is documented appropriately. I've also maintained all the vendor data and correspondence generated within the ETMF. But I'm thinking about the vendors. Do you think I need to notify the vendors of this audit? I came across an issue while reviewing the ETMF before the customer audit. I will need your help here. The final lab manual for the specialty lab Geno Labs is missing. What do you think I should do? I spoke to Phil, the Geno Labs PM. He's going to look into this matter immediately and make sure we receive the final lab manual. I think I've ticked off most of the tasks from my vendor closeout to-do list. Thanks for your help. Good news. We've successfully closed out the vendor contracts and systems for the Worldwide Pharma Project. I'm now preparing for a lessons learned meeting with the specialty lab vendor Geno Labs. I've planned similar lessons learned meetings with all the vendors involved in this project. I think it would be good if you came to the meeting with me. I could use your insight. What can I do to ensure a productive lessons learned meeting? How can we prevent this in the future? I also think Geno Labs should have implemented a process to check the TAT on a daily instead of weekly basis. This would have helped to keep the timelines on track and allow for early intervention. I'm certain this will help us too. I am happy to say that my project with Worldwide Pharma has been successfully completed. There were some challenges along the way, but I was able to manage all the vendor-related aspects with your help. During this time, I learned the importance of ensuring the completion of all vendor deliverables and managing the closeout of the vendor contracts, systems, and purchase orders. I also learned about my role in the financial reconciliation of vendor activities and in preparing the vendors for customer audits. Now I know my responsibilities toward maintaining the TMF and conducting a productive lessons learned meeting. Thanks for your help along the way. You should refer to the resources section in this course and reach out to your mentor or your line manager for any help or clarifications. Good luck!